弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with your brothers, sisters, and friends.
平安呐。
Peace.
我的名字不叫摩西，我叫什么呢？我的名字叫西面。
My name is not Moses. My name is Simeon.
如果我没有记错的话，我应该是90后人。
If I remember correctly, I should be born after the 90s.
但请大家不要误解喽。
But don't misunderstand.
可是历史文物级别的公元纪年前90后的人呢。
I was born 90 years before Christ, like a historical artifact.
所以按照现在公元的历法掐指算来，我多大岁数了？应该是超过2000岁的名副其实的古希老人了。
According to the current AD calendar, I am an old man, more than 2000 years old.
那我现在就穿越到我所要为你们所见证的年代，那应该是公元纪年前，也就是主前大概6到5年间的时间。
Crossing over to the era of my testimony, that should be in 5 to 6 years BC.
我西面，一个住在耶路撒冷圣城年界古西之人。
I, Simeon, am more than 70 years old and living in the holy city of Jerusalem.
我曾经亲身经历了纪元年前63年那场惨烈的征战。
I personally experienced the fierce battle in the 63 BC.
那个时候我还是30多岁的热血青年，奋勇参加了我们犹太哈斯摩尼王朝与罗马帝国军队之间力量悬殊极大的那个战斗。
I was a half-blood youth in my 30s.At that time, and fought bravely in the disastrous battle between our Jewish Hasmonean dynasty and the Roman Empire.
当罗马将军庞培带领罗马军队占领了耶路撒冷以及犹大以色列全地，大获全胜之后呢？
The Roman general Pompey led the Roman army and occupied Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole land of Israel.After receiving the victory,
值得庆幸的是，犹太全地在罗马帝国的统治下，居然得以相对独立的自治。
Fortunately, the whole land of Judea was able to achieve relatively independent autonomy under the rule of Roman Empire.
由罗马皇帝所推举封任的大希律做了我们犹太人的王。
Herod was made the king of our Jews by the Roman Empire.
这个大希律王虽然性情暴力，手段凶狠。
The Emperor Herod is irritable and fierce.
但他一生最大的政绩，你们还记得吗？
Do you remember his greatest political achievement?
那就是他最热衷于大兴土木。
He was very interested in a lot of constructions.
他兴建了凯撒利亚的港口。
Construction, he built the Caesarea port.
促使巴勒斯坦地区的经济贸易的往来。
To promote economic trade in the Palestinian area.
他还修建了一座从整个一条长长的从加密山到凯撒利亚的大型的引水的工程。
He also built a large water diversion project from Mount Carmel to Caesarea.
而最最令我们得安慰的，就是他花了几十年的时间，陆陆续续重建耶路撒冷圣殿呢。
The most comforting thing for us is that he spent decades of time to rebuild the Holy Temple of Jerusalem.
由此使得我们以色列民每年3次朝见耶和华，这一祖祖辈辈遗留下来的律法 得以延续到今天呐。
So that we Israelites could visit the temple of the Lord 3 times a year.
哦，我突然想起来了。根据你们古代东方教会的传统说法，城我西面呢是主前280年左右的人。
Hey, I thought you remember, according to the traditional saying of your ancient Eastern Church, I Simeon was born in like 280 BC.
那是埃及的亚历山大图书馆当时将希伯来语圣经翻译成希腊文，也就是你们称的其实是一本旧约圣经，那里头有70贤士说我是他们其中的之一。
And he said that I was one of the 70 magi, so scholars who translated Hebrew Bible into Greek at the Alexandra Library in Egypt.
那照此说来，我是属于当年应邀的以色列12个支派中各选出了6个精英的代表之一呀。
According to this theory, I was one of the 6 elite representatives chosen by each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
而且更是传说说我西面呢是在翻译先知书的过程中得到了上主的启示。
And a more legendary story is that I got the Lord's revelation during the process of translating the prophet.
是那启示说在我未死以先必要先见到以赛亚先知所预言的那位童女怀孕所生的救主基督。
So it says, before I die, I should see Christ the Savior, born of the Virgin, who was predicted by the prophet Isaiah.
所以由此说来，我当下应该是，哇，300多岁高龄的人喽。
So I'm a person who is 300 years old.
我的年龄到底有多大？你们感兴趣吗？有意义吗？
So how old am I? Are you really interested in my age?
其实啊，说心里话，人的年龄不在长或短啊。
So to tell the truth, it doesn't really matter how old a person is.
最关键的是什么呢？
What's most important thing?
是在于人的灵与上帝的关系呀。
It lies in the relationship between our soul with God.
在于我们人的生命活的是否为上帝所悦纳。
It lies in whether our life is pleased by God.
在从他人的眼光中看到的，我们是否属于上帝的人。
And whether we belong to God in others' eyes.
什么？你们说我是个怎样的人呢？
What? Do you say, do you ask what kind of person I am?
不瞒您说呀，自从我们犹太哈斯摩尼王朝失败没落之后，我虽然满有一腔忧国人忧民的热心。
To tell the truth, after the failure and decline of our Jewish Hasmonean dynasty,
再用你们的时髦话说。
But in your fashionable words today,
我呢却没有像你们中间的那些愤青一样。
Although I always like to worry about the country and people, but I'm notLike an angry youth, like some of you.
我不像那些犹太人中那些心兴起的非常激愤的、激进的那些法利赛人呐、撒都该人呐、奋锐党人呐，我不同他们走在一起。
I do not hang out with the angry and the radical Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Zealots.
我和刚才提到的那些人，我们同样盼望弥赛亚救主的到来。
We also look forward to the arrival of the of Messiah.
但我只求安静在主的面前。
But I want to be quiet in the presence of the Lord.
我每天祷告敬拜。
I pray.
谦卑地默默地服侍主上帝。
Every day, and serve the Lord humbly and quietly.
在等待和盼望中度日。
Waiting for and looking forward to that day.
冥冥之中啊，我的灵里涌动着一个盼望。
In the midst of it, there is a hope in my spirit.
莫非我真的有福了，西蒙，我要得蒙朝见弥赛亚救主而做那美好无比的见证啊。
Is it true that I am blessed? The old Simeon will be the wonderful witness of seeing Messiah through Holy Spirit.
一个遵主旨意的人啊，就是啊，对圣灵的感动有敏感而付以行动的人。
A person who follows the will of the Lord is a person who is sensitive to Holy Spirit and puts it into action.
那在古代犹大和以色列分裂王国的时期，
During the ancient Judea and the divided kingdom of Israel,
有两个非常受尊崇的先知，一个叫弥迦，一个叫以赛亚。
There were two very respected prophets. One is Micah, and the other is Isaiah.
他们先后都曾向我们发出过那伟大的预言。
Both had great predictions.
你看那弥迦先知，他说在伯利恒以法他呀，你在犹大族城中为小，将来必有一位从您那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初。
In Micah says, But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judea, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
那以赛亚先知的预言呢？他说，从耶西的残干上要抽出嫩芽。有一位新王要从他的后代兴起。
In Isaiah says, the royal line of David is like a tree that has been out cut down, but just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will rise from among David's descendants.
那要知道，弥迦和以赛亚他们二人都是公元纪年前六七百年代那个时候的先知了。
So they were prophets.
也就是说，上帝在六七百年前早就已经预定下了。
In other words, God had already predestined that.
我们素来盼望的安慰者，救主弥赛亚。
Messiah, the consolation we have always hoped for.
就要降生在那个伯利恒的小城，并且是要从大卫家族的后裔中出生的。
Will be born in the small town of Bethlehem from the descendants of David's family.
那古代先知弥迦和以赛亚这样的预言，最近在我的头脑中频繁的、清晰的出现了。
The prophecies of ancient prophets Micah and Isaiah have recently appeared frequently and clearly in my mind.
就在今天，我很清楚，我老西蒙随着年纪的老迈，每天睡觉的时间是越来越少了。
Particularly today, I know very well that as I'm getting older, I sleep less and less every day.
可是今天我感到格外的特别。
It's exceptionally special today.
因为昨天晚上我按照习惯祷告完之后就沐浴更衣，上床睡下了。
I followed my habit last night, went to bed after praying and a shower.
他躺在床上翻来覆去的，久久不能入睡。
However, I could not go to sleep at all last night.
更特别的是，今天比往常醒的都早。
I also woke up much earlier than usual.
天刚蒙蒙亮，我居然是从睡梦中被某一个听起来很熟悉、很温柔的声音唤醒的。
As I was awakened by a very familiar and gentle voice in my sleep when it was dawn.
而且起床之后精神焕发，一点疲惫的感觉都没有。
But I was still energetic and did not feel tired at all when I got up.
这不，今天早晨圣殿一开门，我就第一起进来，守在这女院的门口，因为这是所有犹太以色列男女进入圣殿的必经之路。
When the temple opened this morning, I entered among the first batch and stayed at the court entrance of the woman's house, because this is the only way for all Jewish Israel men and women to enter the holy temple.
其实最近已经有一段时间了。
Actually, it has been a while.
我的心中不时地升起一股股的激动之情。
My heart is filled with excitement from time to time.
而且不瞒你们说，我已经从我那几个曾经在伯利恒负责监督放牧圣殿羊群的老朋友他们那里确认过了。
To tell you the truth, I have confirmed with my old friends who used to supervise grazing of the temple flock in Bethlehem.
因为他们的子孙都还有在伯利恒的旷野里担任放牧圣殿群羊的职责呢。
Their descendants still take the responsibility of grazing the flock of the temple in the wilderness area of Bethlehem.
所以前一段从伯利恒小城不断传出来的，那是一则千真万确的消息。
Not long ago, a really true message was delivered from the small town of Bethlehem.
那个消息就是我们素来切切盼望的安慰的救主弥赛亚已经诞生了。
The message is the Messiah, our Savior, the consolation we had always hoped for, has been born.
所以最近我每天都寸步不离地守在圣殿的周围。
So I guard around the holy temple all the time these days.
我灵里有着一种深深的感动。
My spirit was deeply moved.
莫非我的福分真的就要来了？
Could it be that my blessing is really coming?
我一个既平凡又默默无闻的老西面。
I am an ordinary and unknown person, the old Simeon.
在回天家之前，真的就要得蒙朝见弥赛亚救主而做那美好无比的见证了吗？
Will I be the wonderful witness of seeing the Messiah, our Savior, through Holy Spirit before I return to heaven?
好，现在看来时间还早，那我们就先来聊一聊有一个话题，就是守律法服从于在上权柄的。
Now we still have time. Let's talk about obeying the Lord, be obedient to the higher powers.
话说在一个多月之前，犹太全地发生了一个有史以来非常轰动的大事。
It said that just over a month ago, a great incident in the history of Judea occurred.
罗马皇帝奥古斯丁他颁布了一个命令，就是要全帝国的人民都回到原籍办理户口登记。
The Roman Emperor Augustus issued a decree that all the people of the empire must return to their hometown to register to conduct a census.
Wow.那开始的几天，整个耶路撒冷城的喧闹声突然消失了。
In the first few days, the noise of the entire city of Jerusalem suddenly disappeared.
许多商贩旅客都回到自己的家乡去了。
Many vendors and passengers returned to their hometown.
可是没过几天的功夫，整个耶路撒冷城突然就变得人满为患了。
But after a few days, Jerusalem suddenly became overcrowded.
从全国各地返回上城办理户口登记的人们挤爆了所有的饭馆啊、旅店啊、大街小巷，穿着各种服装的人熙熙攘攘的。
Many people returned to the holy city from all parts of the country to register. All the hotels and the restaurants were full. People dressed in various costumes filled the streets.
我走在大街上，看到那许多的年轻人、小孩子，嘴里边叽里呱啦的操着我听不懂的语言。
I can't understand the language spoken by many youths and kids walking on the street.
而且还看到人群中穿梭着各种各样从未见过的这些豪华的私人的马车。
I also see all kinds of private luxurious carriages.
从他们脸上的笑容和满足的表情。
From the smiles on their faces and expressions of satisfaction.
从他们衣着的品质和出行的交通工具。
From the quality of their clothes and vehicles.
能够看出来呢，外边的世界变了。
I can tell that the world outside has changed.
因为传说中罗马皇帝奥古斯都他崇尚的是祥和平安。
I heard that the Roman Emperor Augustus advocates harmony and peace.
他追求国富民安。
Pursue national security and prosperity.
而且他广兴建设，修桥铺路，派兵维护社会秩序。
Invest a lot in civil construction, build bridges and roads, send troops to maintain social order.
保护民众平安等等等等，这些美誉看来呢并非是空穴来风。
And protect people's safety, it's really true.
可是我们世世代代属于上帝的子民，素来盼望的那位救主，他要带给我们的是怎样一个未来公义和和平的世界呢？
However, what kind of righteous and peaceful world the Savior whom we have hoped for generations will bring to us.
如果我们未来理想的国度绝不是像现在这样一个表面繁荣。
If our future ideal country will not be like this world with surface prosperity,
还有皇帝的个人崇拜
and people worship,
自由的膜拜各样的神灵，像这样的世界。
Or worship all kinds of gods.
那我们现在应当服从于这个在上掌权者他发出的一切命令吗？
Then should we obey all the orders issued by this current higher power?
我们需不需要做一个奉公守法的公民呢？
Do we need to be
我问你们呀。
Do we need to be a law-abiding citizen?I'm asking you now.
我们需不需要义无反顾地遵照我们现在罗马皇帝的命令，长途跋涉返回原籍，办理户口登记呀？
Should we follow the order of the Roman Emperor, travel long distances to return to our hometown to register?
因为我这样的担忧，是我已经闻到了我的族人中有人预备暴动的火药味了。
I'm concerned because I've already heard some people in my tribe are ready to riot.
因为他们憎恨罗马帝国，借着人口普查，是为了未来征税的目的。
They hate the Roman Empire government for census, for the purpose of taxation in the future.
唉，除了这个世界的律法。如果从我们祖先所遗留下来的摩西律法而言
，In the eyes of the law of Moses，
现在可谓是世风日下了。
The world is going down。
因为多年的战乱荒灾，我们的族人不知道有多少流落异国他乡与外族裔的人谈婚论嫁。
Because of years of war and famine, many people went abroad or are married to the people of the Gentiles.
虽然因着大希律王不惜花费重金维修重建耶路撒冷圣殿。
Although King Herod spent a lot of money spending on repairing and rebuilding the holy temple of Jerusalem.
使得我们每年烧三次朝见耶和华的祖祖辈辈遗留下来的律法得以延续。
So that we can have pilgrimage three times a year. The legends of the law left over by our ancestors continues.
但是不知道有多少族人呢、啊、他们忙于各样的生计，已经淡忘了耶和华上帝的这一命令。
However, so many people are busy with all kinds of livelihoods, they have forgotten the command of the Lord.
而且每逢朝见耶和华上帝的日子期间， 那圣殿周围充斥着各样嘈杂的商业的叫卖声。
During the days of pilgrimage, the temple was filled with all kinds of noisy commercial screams.
虽然这其中夹杂着不少兑换银钱、买卖牛羊鸽子鹌鹑的讨价还价的声音。
Among them mixed with voices for currency exchange, buying and selling cattle, sheep, pigeons, and quails.
并且他们自以为是属于圣殿朝拜。特许的正当买卖，他们的叫喊声呢，喊的还是异常的高危。
So they thought they were illegal sales during the pilgrimage. Their voices were extremely loud.
岂不知表面上啊，他们是为了避免将市面上流行的带有外国皇帝头像等不洁净的钱币带入圣殿里边缴纳税金。
On the surface, they're trying to avoid bringing the popular but unclean coins.With foreign emperors had portrayed into the holy temple to pay taxes.
所以他们将那些流通的钱币兑换成犹太我们族人自己的钱币。
So they exchanged the coins for Jewish coins.
那在圣殿外边买卖牛羊鸽子鹌鹑的初衷是为了减轻民众长途跋涉携带于献祭的那些动物的辛苦。
The original intention of buying and selling the animals.
也是为了确保这些祭物是投胎生的，无疾病的，无瑕疵的，是经由专人饲养供应检验过的。
So the original intention was to alleviate the hardships of people who carried animals for sacrifice and traveled a long distance. And it's also to ensure that these sacrifices are firstborn.Free of disease or defects, and they are kept, supplied, and inspected by special personnel.
但是那些兑换、那些买卖都会加收一定的费用。
However, a certain fee was charged for the currency exchange and the sales.
而且价格往往是高于圣殿外边的市场价呀。
The price is often higher than the market price outside the holy temple.
在这些买卖的背后。获取高额利润的，那都是我们犹太圣经公会中那些位高权重的那些精英们呐。
Behind the scene, it was the high-ranking elites of the Jewish synagogue who gained the high profits.
还有，按照我们犹太律法的规定。家中如果男孩出生的时候应该有三个礼节需要遵行的。
Also, according to our Jewish law, three rituals rites should be observed when a boy is born in the family.
每一个犹太男孩出生第八天要接受隔离。
First is circumcision. Every Jewish boy receivesCircumcision on the eighth day after birth.
第二个礼仪是以色列凡是投生的长子或者投胎的牲畜都要分别为圣，要归于上帝的。
The second is consecrate the firstborn son. So the firstborn male of Israel or the firstborn of livestock should be holy and consecrated to God.
非父母要为生下来的长子向祭司要付上一定的费用将孩子买赎回来。
So the parents will pay the priest a fee for the birth of the eldest son.
那第三个就是凡以色列妇女无论生男生女都要到圣殿里边献洁净礼。
And third, Israeli women, whether they have boys or girls, should go to the temple for purification rites.
生男孩要经过四十天的不洁净期，生女孩要经过八十天的不洁净期。
So they will experience 40 days of purification period of time if they have a boy, and 80 days if a girl.
那这个洁净礼规定是要献上一只羊羔和一只鸽子。
The purification rite requires offering a sacrifice of a lamb and a dove.
那如果是穷人家呢，就可以用两只鸽子来替代。
And the poor can replace them with two pigeons.
这随着罗马政府强制推行希腊化的运动，加上我们犹太人的统治者大希律王，他也热衷于迎合推广希腊化的各项运动。
With the Roman government's enforcement of the Hellenistic movement.Plus, our Jewish ruler Herod the Great, who was eager to cater to the various campaigns that promote Hellenism.
所以悲哀呀，越来越少看到有夫妇一起抱着婴儿来圣殿买赎头生之子和献结晶礼喽。
It's so sad to see fewer couples bring their baby together to the holy temple.To present their firstborn child to the Lord.
说话间，你看，远处就走来了一对抱着孩子的夫妻。等一等，你看手里还拿着一对鸽子，他一定是来献洁净礼的。
While we are talking, in the distance, a couple came holding a baby, and the husband holding a pair of pigeons. They must come for purification.
所以刚才我那个叹息还没有叹出来。我就说我这把老骨头还是很硬的，我的心，我的整人是归圣灵引导的。
Although I sigh, my old bones are still very hard. My heart and my whole person are guided by the Holy Spirit.
我老西蒙蒙恩惠见证于救主来临的时刻到了吗？
Is this the moment for me, the old Simeon, to witness?The arrival of the Savior.
来，年轻人靠近一点。
Come closer, young man.
我想问你们一下，你们的原籍是在何处？
May I know where is the hometown?
他们的原籍是伯利恒。
Oh, their hometown is Judah, Bethlehem.
那我想问他们，你们今天来到圣殿这是？
So why do we come to the Holy Temple today?
他们四十天以前生了头胎的男孩，八天之后给这个孩子行了割礼。
40 days ago, they gave birth to their firstborn son and circumcised the baby 8 days later.
他们今天来到圣殿，一是为母亲献洁净礼。二是为了买赎头生之子而献礼的。
They come to the holy temple today, is to, for the purification of the mother, and the other is to present the firstborn son to the Lord.
而且他刚才告诉我，他说这孩子的名字叫耶稣。
He also told me just now the name of the baby is Jesus.
而且这个孩子的名字是在他成胎之前有天使为他起的名字，哎，耶稣。
Jesus, the angel gave his name before he had been conceived.
让我抱抱这个孩子吧。
Jesus, let me hold him. Hold this baby.
耶稣。
Jesus.
这就是我们素来盼望的以色列的安慰者呀。
This is the consolation of Israel that we have always hoped for.
就是距今700多年前由先知以赛亚口中他所预言的那样。
That is more than 700 years ago, the prophecy from the mouth of the prophet Isaiah.
那预言说因由于婴孩为我们而生，由一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙特使、全能的上帝。跟我一块念叨吧，好不好？来，我们一起从头念叨：因由于婴孩为我们而生，由一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙特使、全能的上帝、永在的父、和平的君。
The prophecy says, let's read it together. For to us, a child is born, third child, and the diamond will be on his shoulder. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
年轻人呐、啊，上帝的荣光已经照耀你们了。
Young man, the glory of God has shone upon you.
可是愿上帝赐你们有一颗坚强的心吧。
May God bless you with a strong heart.
女儿啊，别走。
Daughter, stay. Come on. Here.
我有话跟女儿讲。
I still have things to say to the daughter.
女儿，你更需要上帝赐给你能够担当的力量啊。
Daughter, you need God to bless you with strength for bearing burdens.
因为这孩子会照着上帝的计划。注定是以色列许多人灭亡啊。
Because according to God's plan, this child is destined to cause the falling of many people.
但也更会使许多以色列人得救啊。
But also rising and saving of many in Israel.
这孩子的最终也会成为许多人攻击的目标。
And he will be a sign that will be spoken against.
成为毁谤的对象。从而使许多人心中的意念暴露出来。
So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.
那到那个最后的时刻，因为这个孩子，作为母亲，你的心会痛得像被利剑刺透一样啊。
As a mother, at the last moment, a sword will pierce your own soul too.
年轻人呐、啊，你们既是普通人家，却又非普通之人。
Young man, you are an ordinary family, but also extraordinary.
无论如何，你们都必须都会承担起这一荣耀，却又要承担着刻骨铭心之痛的那个事实。
You must, in any case, to bear this glory while bearing the unforgettable pain.
这事实就是我们以色列人素来所盼望的安慰者，就是要以这样的方式和这样将来的结果诞生和成长在你们的家中啊。
The consolation of Israel we have always hoped for is to be born in your home.Grow up with such a result.
不单如此，而且这婴孩耶稣是上帝万民为万民所预备的。
Moreover, this baby Jesus is what God prepared for all nations.
他是启示照亮外邦外族人的光啊。
He is revelation shining upon the Gentiles.
他的光辉将照耀万国，他是赐给全人类的救主。
His glory will shine upon all nations, and he is the savior given to the mankind.
因为他出自大卫的后裔，这真是以色列的殊荣，以色列的荣耀啊。
Because he is from the descendants of David, he is a special honor to Israel.And the glory of Israel.
在我年老体迈的时候，有人称我西缅是一个敬畏上帝的义人。
When I was old and weak, some people said that Simeon is a righteous man in awe of God.
是一个被圣灵充满的人。
A person filled with Holy Spirit.
是一向盼望以色列得到拯救的人。
A person who always hopes that Israel be saved.
我很满足。
I'm very satisfied.
但我所满足的不是人们 称呼这样的我，称呼那样的我。
It's not because of what people called me or praised me.
我满足的不是人们对我的赞誉。
I'm satisfied not because of the praise of people to me.
而是今天我终于理解了，并亲眼见证了上帝借着古代的先知以赛亚所发出的预言。
It's because I finally understand the prophecy that God sent through the ancient prophet Isaiah.
这预言说，并有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是上帝与我们同在的意思。
So the Lord Himself gave a sign. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
主啊，现在我可以按照您的话，让您的仆人安然离世了。
Lord, now you dismiss your servant in peace as you have said.
因为我已亲眼看到这位世人的救主，就是你赐给全人类的救主。
For my eyes have seen your salvation that you give to all nations.
这就是我一个既平凡又默默无闻的老西面。
This is what I, an ordinary, unknown, and old seaman,
在回天家之前，满心释放。而满心而彻彻底底的心满意足的福分。
The blessing of being fully released and being fully satisfactory before returning to heaven.
这福分就是我西面得蒙朝见弥赛亚救主所做的美好的见证。
The blessing is the wonderful witness of seeing Messiah through Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.